Okay, so this is promotional Sunday, as I said just a minute ago, and I'm sure by now you guys know all of these guys up here when we get settled in just a minute. So again, we appreciate you being here today and catching a glimpse of what the vision is that this ministry group has for your children and your students. I'm not sure what you call them in between children and students, but I know there's got to be a something in there. So anyway, I'm sorry. So this is Hannah Smith, which is the preschool minister. Mitzi Hardegree over here in consultation, children's. So you're just going to get whatever we got today, okay? So it's enjoy being in the living room, and you never know what's going to happen, okay? So, and then Jack Crompton, middle school. That's the area that you really kind of wonder, what do you really call them? On up to Jason Brakefield, which has students. He's got quite a age group in there. So we really did want to introduce you to this and what's going on. So if you'll bear with us for the next hour and a half or so, we'll should be able to. So anyway, historically, Generational Ministries has been four individual groups. And then we kind of started taking the inventory of that. And, I'll let them deal with that in a minute. But started taking the inventory of that and then started looking at it like we should be one team. We should be one team. Generational Ministries should encompass you from the time you came into this church at whatever age until the time that you leave this church for glory. And it really should be that. It should be one effort. So we want to show you what we've been doing and the technology and some of that kind of stuff. But mainly we want to introduce you to these kids, these children, all the way up through these students. And each one wants to share from their heart what they're doing and how they're going about some of that. So we'll look at that. But we are looking at breaking these groups down, and we've had some conferences with some parents as of late and seem to be having pretty good buy-in to that. So nonetheless, with all that being said, I'm going to get out of the way and let them take the next period of time for whatever God has put onto them. So if you'd welcome them, we would appreciate it. Thank you.
Good morning. I'm Hannah Smith. I've served as the preschool minister for almost a year. I joined this church 11 years ago, and I've served in different ministries over that time. My husband Josh and I have been married for 5 years, and we have a little girl, Frances Claire. She just turned 3 yesterday, and we have a baby boy on the way due in January. So we are right in the middle of parenting this age group and understand the importance of pouring love and direction into a child at this early age. It's challenging, and it's joyful, and it's beautiful, all rolled into one. I accepted Jesus as my Savior when I was 6 years old, and I grew up going to church in a wonderful, loving family. So I appreciate the effort of our parents, because we all know how big of a struggle Sunday mornings are. So I appreciate the efforts of the parents to bring our children to church now. I believe it's very important to begin to teach children at a young age about God. At this age in this ministry, we are tilling the soil of their hearts by providing a safe, nurturing environment and a Bible lesson. I never want the children to only think of what is taught like a story. Children are now inundated with TV shows and movies that show fantasy and magic, and I don't want what's taught from the Bible to blend in with those things. We use curriculum that teaches stories in a way that preschoolers can understand what happened and what the lesson is from the story. We also use crafts and activities to create a visual for the children, as well as videos, keeping their hands busy and bringing the story to life through application and a visual helps the children remember what they have learned. I pray that what they learn in this preschool ministry will be a strong foundation to continue to build upon. I don't know why I'm emotional right now. Our lesson in preschool today is a passage that tells about parents who brought their children to Jesus. The disciples told the parents that Jesus was too busy teaching and he didn't have time for the children. Jesus responded, "Let the children come to me and don't stop them, because the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly I tell you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." From this story, what we want the children to learn today is this: Jesus loves you very much too. You are important to Jesus. He knows all about you. He knows where you are, no matter where you go. He knows if you were at school or at grandma's house, when you were sleeping in bed or playing outside. He is never too busy for you. He always has time to listen to your prayers. May we be like children in how we trust Jesus. Our children are confident in us that we will take care of them. And how much more confident can we be in Jesus' love and his care? I've heard that society pressures parents to have a career as if we don't have a family, but to raise our family as if we don't have a career. The church is supposed to partner with families, to come alongside parents and walk together. I've always heard it takes a village to raise children, and I know the challenges personally. Like the parents in this story, may we as parents take our children to Jesus every day. Let's walk together in this journey to teach our children what the Bible says and how Jesus says to live. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Mitzi Hardigree. I'm the children's minister here at Smoke Rise Baptist Church. I have been here a little over 14 years. I have two really cute daughters on the front row. One is going to be a senior at Mortimer Jordan High School this year, and the other is entering the fourth grade at Warrior Elementary. And my sweet husband, Matt, we consider ministry an everyday part of life. Jesus made it quite clear that all children matter. He values them not only for what they will become in the future, but for what they are today. Jesus even recommended to his grown-up disciples that to understand God's kingdom, they needed to observe and learn from them. Hannah referenced that story in Luke earlier. Jesus reminds us to come to him like little kids do. One of my favorite scriptures to pray over kiddos is Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not rely on your own understanding. In all of your ways, know him and he will make your path straight. If you trust in the Lord instead of human wisdom, God will show you the right path to take. When you trust in God with all your heart, it means you leave no room for doubt. You believe what he says because you know he is always right. God sees the bigger picture and therefore knows what lies ahead of you and what you don't see. Trust God in every situation. Trusting him comes naturally when you know him and how he works. It's hard to trust someone that you don't know and you can't rely on. God is trustworthy and faithful. He has proven himself throughout the Bible. When you spend time reading the scriptures, you will know God and his ways and be familiar with his will. Many times we try to figure things out on our own, and sometimes we don't have all of the information. The second part of verse 5 tells us to depend not on our own understanding, because we could be wrong. You may have misinterpreted someone's words or underestimated a certain danger or threat, but the Lord has already gone before us. He wants to make sure that we are always on the right path. When we're intimate with God, we give him access to our life, not just part of it. We allow him to have say in the things we plan on doing to make sure we don't end up on a dead end road. There's a path that looks right to man, but in the end, it leads to death. It says so in Proverbs 14:12. God's ways are perfect. The way we do things should reflect his ways. Trust God with all of our heart. God's word is right and true, and you can bank on it. He is faithful and always stands by his word. He will never leave or forsake us. At Kingdom Kids, we take God's word serious. As we know, one of the most effective ways for any child to learn about God is through example. The attitudes and actions of a person who's willing to live as an example for him or her is important. For every child, from an infant to the oldest child, relationships matter. A relationship with a living, breathing Christian who cares about him or her is the cornerstone. We strive daily to be those adult grown-ups. Children are truly a gift, and we are thankful for an opportunity to serve.
Well, good morning. Y'all are going to have to excuse me because I'm kind of a mess. I'm always a mess. So I'm Jack Crumpton. I'm the middle school minister here at Smoke Rouse Baptist Church. I have a wife. Her name is Maria, and she is with child. We are having a little girl. Her name is Honey, and we are super excited to get to meet her in October. But enough about me. I want to tell y'all about my ministry. So I have this age group that everybody kind of looks at and goes, oh, what's going on there? They're middle schoolers. I'm sorry if you have a middle school age kid. They're great, okay, because I love them. Me and my wife, we love that age group. And for me personally, it's just that I kind of, in a way, have the mindset of a middle schooler myself. I'm kind of weird, they're kind of weird, so it kind of works well. But saying that, you know, in my age group, you have so many different kids at so many different places, because you got kids coming out of the children's ministry, and they're still kind of got that a little bit of child in them, but they're maturing. And then you got these kids up here, like a good example, you're about to see two of them, these two boys, they're like, hey, what you doing? Ugh. Okay. And even with the girls, like the girls, they mature quickly. They really do. So my job as a middle school minister is to take them from children and bringing them into youth and to help in that transition, because that transition is very hard, especially nowadays, because these kids have stuff that I didn't even deal with, and I was their age, let's see, what, 10 years ago? So they've got all these different things going on in their lives that I never had to worry about. Because when I was in middle school, I was just like, hey, yeah, of course I was an angry little kid too, so. But that's kind of my job, is to get them from A to B. And make sure that they know their identity, to make sure that they know that they are valuable because they are created in the image of God. And in our ministry, what I like to say is my vision for my ministry is that we would create disciples who create disciples. And in my ministry, it says that we forge disciples that forge disciples. And that comes from 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. Through 9, which says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because of his mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you. You are being guarded by God's power through faith for a salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. You rejoice in this, even though now, for a short time, if necessary, you suffer grief in various trials, so that the proven character of your faith more valuable than gold, which though perishable is refined by fire. Sorry, I got twisted up. May result in praise, glory, and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Though you have not seen him, you love him. Though not seeing him now, you believe in him and you rejoice. And with inexpressible and glorious joy, because you are receiving the goal of your faith, the salvation of your souls. So, basically what this is saying that, you know, God has given us this living hope, but in order to achieve that, we have to go through a fire and be refined into a better person, into being more like Jesus. And my goal is that I not only get to touch these kids and help them come to know Jesus, but I also pray that they would be refined and that they would be able to touch the hearts of other kids as well. So, thank you.
Hey. How are y'all doing? My name is Jason Brayfield. I am the high school minister here at Smoke Rise. I get the privilege to hang out with, lead, minister to high school students from 8th grade to 12th grade. I can say high school ministry is a lot like middle school ministry in ways. You just don't know what to do sometimes. Especially when a teenage boy says something that you have no response for, that you just stare at him because you're just like, what did you just say? Like, that makes absolutely zero sense of what you just said. This morning, I had a student say, well, I live 2 hours away. Well, no, you live 5 seconds away. You live in Smoke Rise. And you just don't know what to say sometimes. And you just stare at them, you pray for them, and you just hope for the best. And then you just look at them and say, well, thank goodness you're pretty. You know, like, that's about all you got sometimes. You're just pretty. But no, I get to work with high school students. I get to really get invested in their lives, whether it be ball games, whether it be events, whether it be clubs, whether it just be their families. I try to be involved as much as I can. You know, I have a wife, Jordan. She's down here in the second row. Everybody can stare at her. She loves the attention. And then we have a four-year-old. His name's Andrew. He is hitting that stage where he is a nightmare, but we love him, and we're praying the best for him. So, and pray for us. Seriously, pray for us. But I also get to work, and I say work, I get to serve alongside some amazing volunteers. There's too many to name. But if you volunteered in high school ministry in any way, thank you so much, not just for helping me, but investing in these students' lives and making an impact. We have our teachers for Sunday morning is Josh Smith and Cassie Nichols. I'm so thankful for them, the investment they pour into every student. And we have the substitutes behind them, Andrew Hill and Angela Reed. So, We're thankful for all our teachers. We're thankful for everybody that volunteers and helps. Sunday mornings, we have been, since January, we have been walking through books of the Bible. We started out in Titus, we went to Philippians, and now we are in 1 Samuel. So we are walking through the books of the Bible, and then we will transition to a new study here soon that I'm very excited about, that a lot of us are getting on board with, and we're excited about kind of what God's going to do through the student ministry. And I'm excited about what God's going to do through these high school students, but I'm also excited what all of these students from kindergarten, preschool, kindergarten, all the way up to high school. I do believe that God has a perfect plan for them, and we're going to see God do incredible things through every kid that comes through here. And then we pray that we're a positive influence in their life with that. John 17:3 is our verse, for our ministry's verse. It's, this is eternal life, that they may know you, the one, the only true God, and that the one you have sent, Jesus Christ. As we were singing a while ago, I know, there's so much out there with worship music, and I'm a firm believer that song, God, You're So Good. Every believer in here can just repeat that song. You don't need any extra words. God, You are so good. Even when life's at its worst, God is still good. Even when I'm at my worst, God is still good to me. And that's a song that I pray that not only we repeat as a church, but these students as well. My desire for high school students in this ministry is that they don't walk out of this ministry graduating high school as a better Christian. My goal and my desire is that they walk out of this ministry with more knowledge, with a more firm obedience to His commands, and that they go and pursue those that don't know Jesus, and they spread the gospel. Because we could be a good Christian and attend on Sundays and Wednesdays, but I pray that it's more than that. I pray that wherever they go, they carry the gospel with them, because that's the sign that I look for. I look for that obedience. They walk in the obedience of the Lord for the glory of God. We have some incredible students. We have students from Hayden High School. We have them from Mortimer Jordan. And we've had some from Corner High School. We try to reach as many students as we can. I'm thankful that our God does not look at us and say, you're not good enough, or you don't meet the standards. Our God welcomes all. And I love that about the church, that you walk through those doors, you're welcomed. You're welcome because of what God's done through us. That we may love you, we may comfort you, help your family in any ways. And what I tell the students every Wednesday, every student that walks through that door needs to be loved, needs to be welcomed, because, man, that's what God does for us. Even when we're at our worst, God still loves us. And that's good news, isn't it, church? We're at our worst. Who still loves us? God. This world may hate you, but guess who still loves you? The only one that matters, and that's God Himself. So I pray that as you pray for us, you pray for these students, pray for these adults, pray for these parents, that we would help these students grow in their walk with Jesus. And if they don't know Jesus, may they find Him. May they experience that grace. May they experience that mercy. May they experience His perfect love. So I'm thankful for this church. I'm thankful for the investment y'all make into every single one of them. I don't think these students realize how much y'all invest in them. And that's just not money. That's prayers. That's helping out. And that goes for everybody in these ministries. Y'all support us so much, and we're thankful for that. We're thankful for your prayers. And what we're going to do now is I'm going to turn this over to Jack, and we're going to call up the students that are being promoted, and we're going to introduce them to y'all so that y'all will have a name and a face to be praying for and to encourage us with as well.
All righty. I'm going to get Bailey Hatchett, Hudson Best, and Callie Beasley to come up. So I have been with these three for a very long time. Before I became the middle school minister about 2 years ago, I had these three in children's ministry, and I've been teaching them for a very long time. Sorry, I got positioned here for the pictures. So I've been through a lot with these three. These two in particular, I could tell y'all some dirt on them if y'all want. I'm joking. But they really are great. I've gotten to watch each of these mature, both, like normal maturity, but I've also got to see them mature in Christ. So I hate to say it, but y'all are going to be going with him now. So I really will miss y'all, getting to teach y'all, getting to pour into y'all. And I've already dealt with it internally. So yeah. Anyways, now I will turn it over to Mitzi as she promotes who she is.
All right. So I love the part where I get new kids, and I don't like the part where I have to give kids over, but they're going to a really swell guy. I love you, Dak. All right, so I would like to bring forward, I made a note, I have ADHD. Emery Cumming, come on up. Eli Beasley, Eva Spanos, Kaylin Richardson, Addie Mae Holder, Bella Martinez, Lily Hawk, those two weren't here, and Camden Cooley. I haven't seen Camden. Do y'all see Camden? Okay. All right. So for the ones I have here, man, these kids are a blessing. As you could imagine, most of them are my leaders in my ministry. Eli sets up all my games for me. I don't know what I'm going to do now. Emery is precious. Eva. And we've had our friend with Eva for just a little while now, but she is so precious. And Addie Mae, I mean, honestly, she could just run the world. So I don't know what I'm going to do without her, but I guess I'll be fine because now Jack will have all these little leaders. And we're so proud of them. We're so thankful that you guys choose Smokerize Baptist Church. And we're so thankful that you bring these kids. See, my kids can't drive, so I'm at your mercy. You have to bring them. Or I don't have them. And, I'll be so sad next week. I don't know what I'm going to do without them, and I love them so big. But you guys are going to be Jack's now, okay? So next Sunday, you won't come to me. You'll go to Jack. But it's fine. We're fine. Everything is fine. We love you so much. God is good, and thank you guys. Y'all will be promoted to Jack. And now... And here is Hannah Smith.
All right, so if Eli White and Wyatt Hill will come up. So this is a big, come on, y'all stand right here by us. Come on, hey, turn around, wave to everybody. This is Eli, this is Wyatt. Y'all, this is a big deal. They're starting kindergarten. They're going to big school this year. So this summer I asked Wyatt if he was starting kindergarten this year. He said, yeah, you're going to miss me, aren't you? And I was like, yeah, I am. And Eli, we were doing a craft a few weeks ago on thankfulness, and one of the things he was thankful for was big school. So I know they're ready, they're excited. I'm really going to miss them in preschool, but they're going to have a great time in children's. So y'all did. I love y'all. So now they're Mitzi's.
Okay. Can you stay up there? Then you stay right there.
Oh, yeah.
All right. What we're going to do now, we're gonna pray for these kids. Church, we're going to pray for these kids. And how we're going to do it, we're not only praying for these kids. If you are involved in any ministry anyway, if you just attend on Wednesdays, if you've been at this church and you're not promoting, we ask you to come up here. That's kindergarten all the way up to senior high. Like, if you're in one of these generational ministries, we want you to come up here to the front. And if you are a teacher of any shape or form, if you teach on Sunday mornings here, if you're invested in these lives, we ask you to come forward. And also, if you're a teacher at one of the elementary schools, primary, high school, middle school, we ask you to come as well. And this is a time for us as a church to pray for each and every one of these people involved. As you can see, there's a lot of people involved in this ministry. That's good, isn't it? That's good. Thank you, church, for the ones that have been here for many, many years. All the hard work, all the serving right here. This is the legacy that you're leaving with these kids, with these adults. And we're thankful for each and every one of your investment in these students' lives. I didn't mention this while ago, but I'll have a couple that'll be graduating next year, and they'll be moving into the real world. So I'm thankful for those. Madison's right there. I'm thankful for those as well. So I'm going to ask Lawrence to go come up. And church, if you want to come up here and pray for or lay a hand on these, please come up forward and do this. We would love to have the church involved. And if you don't feel comfortable, you can sit in your seats and please pray along as Lawrence leads us in prayer. So give y'all a second if y'all want to come up. If y'all choose not to, no worries. We just want to give y'all that opportunity.
It's a beautiful picture, and more it looks like the early church when you read in Acts, how we gather around as a family, and you see it starting in the home and beginning in the church, and it reminds me of the Bible says that one plants the seed, one waters, but it's God who causes things to grow. So we call upon Him and we lift these children up to Him today. Lord, we love You so much. We thank You for Your goodness, Lord, and Your grace. Lord, we thank You for these ministers, God. Lord, You've called into this position. I pray over each of them, Lord. I pray that You would bless them and their spouses, their children, God, that the hand of the enemy would find no place on them, Lord. God, I pray for these teachers that have come forward. God, I pray for both in the church and, Lord, in the classrooms, God. Lord God, that You would cover them. Lord God, that You would, Lord, shine Your grace, Lord, Your love to children through them, Lord. To children inside of our church, God, and children that have never graced the doors of a church. God, it may be the only picture of Christ that those kids ever see. God, I pray for our homes, God. God, I pray for the families represented here, Lord. I pray for the mothers, God, the fathers, God. Lord, that we read how statistically more likely children are to come to Christ when they have parents that follow You, Lord. We pray that here today, Lord. We thank You for Your goodness. God, thank You again for today. What a blessing, God. What a bountiful harvest here, God. Thank You so much for Your love and grace. In all this we ask in Christ's most holy and precious name. Amen. I think Jimmy.
Wasn't that a beautiful sight to behold? Amen. Give them a round. Sometimes it's hard to know how many children we have around this place until you see them in one group. So a lot of prayers have gone forward for years and years and years, praying for these families, these children. And we have a grandchild here because we didn't know if we would ever have one. Because of the prayers of some of you saints that went to the throne of God and got it by the horns and wrestled that down, we have a granddaughter and we got a grandson on the way. So as a church family, you're charged with taking them before the throne. So the way, and this picture right here, this is all our responsibility as a church, to raise these kids up in the admonition of the Lord. We're going to deal with struggles. We're here for each other. Enemy is formidable. He's good at what he does. And he just hates children. But God. So let me tell you a little bit about what we're going to do, and I'm going to be pretty brief as I can be. I mentioned to you a while ago that historically, Generational Ministries has been just these kids from preschool up through 18 or 19, and some of my buddies were 20, 21 before they graduated. But, I think I was a bad influence on them, but anyway. But if you kind of go back to, we're looking at this as a holistic thing. It's a holistic ministry. It's not just here, but it's the small group leaders. It's the folks like Scott Trammell that teaches a class, Miss Parker, the Glovers, both of them. They separate the men from the women, and they pour into us. It takes a lot to do that. And there's Courtney Grill that has a small group, and I'm just, if you've got a small group, would you stand up? If you're a Sunday school teacher or a small group leader, would you stand up? Don't be bashful. We need you. We thank God for you. Cassie there. So we'll give you a round. Thank you. Thank you for that. Thank you for what you do for the kingdom. But, you know, I've been around about 65 years and a little bit of change. And when I was a kid, I went to Sunday school, and they gave me a Sunday school book. And all the other kids had one just like it. And I learned later on that the senior high kids and the adults had one that was just like mine. And the teachers, they had a big book. We just had a little small book. You remember them, Tim? Like, okay, so they had the big, they had the answers, okay? So that's what they studied that to give that. But the unique thing about it was holistic. It was common. Now, they didn't use the words in that book to teach us as they did the seniors. They used different words, right? But it was the same lessons or the same teachings. The topic matter was the same. And each one got to approach that. Well, that's what we're working ourselves toward. But it was effective because that's what was going on that campus. So the direction of the church was set by the spiritual leaders of the church. And we got an agreement that that's what we were going to go do. The material is still being done that way. The good thing about that is you don't have to pay for all those books. I'm one time here without my device. That's rare, but it's downloadable. So that's what we're doing. So what's going to happen is, the challenge is whatever these guys are teaching these age-appropriate kids and the small group, I just found out you guys are already using much of the same thing. I've been focused on this, but God's been stirring that we're really using overall one group that we get this information from. So we're going to buy the digital side of all that. So it will be sent to you through a management program that we've owned for about a year, and we've been working ourselves through that. So we've been meeting to become familiar with that so we can communicate these things to you. So it sounds like we're really making this giant leap into the future when it's been being done this way for a long time. We're just taking it out of the book format and putting it in a digital format. So you'll begin to receive that through the Breeze program that the church has. And that puts you on the same page as your children. This is what they're being taught. And that will be being taught. Scott's been working pretty hard to find someone to lead, what are we calling that, young families over there. As Hannah mentioned, they're right in the middle of her ministry, raising kids from 0 through 4 years. So it makes it common. It wouldn't be unusual for that. So we're seeing that, and then we need a young men's class. I say young men's, anybody below 65 is kind of the young men's class. Trey's the youngest guy. He leads our class, and I think, I won't tell you how old, I'm the next youngest one in there other than Dalton, and he's still wet behind the ears. He's still got a warranty on himself. The rest of us are way past that. But these are the things that we're doing. This is a holistic approach. and rather than being individuals, because we're one body, right? So these are the things that are exciting to me that we're doing. So, and you can see, I hope you can see that these guys aren't here because they just volunteered and, you know, they decided to do it. They're here because God set them apart. And that's a very important thing. So if we prepare ourselves, then God, Jesus said he would build his church. And he also said the gates of hell will not prevail against it. So we're taking him at his word. It's not what we're trying to do. It's that we're praying and leaning in to what he's doing. And we're looking more and more for that. Sometimes he'll speak to us. Sometimes he'll make us fast before he'll give us an answer. He wants to know how serious we are. And then he'll open up the windows of heaven and pour blessings out. You receive the blessing from the Father after you've done the will of the Father. So the blessing doesn't come before. So these are the things that we've been doing over the last little bit. So also, if you'll notice, God's been giving an increase. Lawrence hit on it a while ago. Hannah, over here at 4 years and below, she's just tilling that soil, preparing that soil. I don't know that you hardly ever find someone be drawn into salvation and literally saved 4 years and below. It can happen. I have heard of it. It's not very often that it happens. She moves them up to Mitzi, as you saw evidence of that. Mitzi plants seeds, waters, all the while she's tilling soil too. So it goes all the way up. And then it's God that gives that increase. At the time, it's a revelation. That spirit that searches God in his depth is the same spirit that lives in the believer to reveal what his will is for us. So if you're feeling a calling from God, we got lots of needs, but if you're sensing a calling from God to participate in any of this, we're going to have someone that's going to take the 13, 14-ish, we don't know where that cutoff is. We're working through that. But that can't just be the senior high. You see what I'm saying, this bracket. We got to have people in those brackets. But we want the people that God's calling to that. So you should be sensing someone, hopefully, prayerfully, senses an internal calling. Then you should see an external confirmation of that calling. Meaning is, they're like these guys. They're really good at it. and they don't dread it. They look forward to it. That's the confirmation. That's at least part of it. So recently, Vacation Bible School, I think that was a pretty good struggle, wasn't it? It was a lot. It's a lot to do with fewer people. If you participated in that in any way, would you stand up real quick? I've got a reason for that. Okay, yep, so that's great. So let's give them a round of applause. Thank you. So in that, what we saw was we saw 33 decisions for Christ. Praise God, 33. 33 young people began a journey to find Jesus. Some of them got him that fast. Some of them, they're working through it. So what we have to do is be careful that we don't just, oh, you got saved, you made a decision for Christ, bring you in here and baptize you, when maybe you just began that journey in there. Maybe you're getting close, maybe he is beginning to reveal himself, but you don't quite understand it. So that's what takes an awful lot of counseling to be able to get it. So we did a thing this year that you're going to get it, but we're trying to do this. You as a church body have elders that oversee these areas, right? It's what you decided that you want to do. So you have that. So every single child that comes, every person that comes through these baptism water, every elder is going to sign off on that, saying that we know that this person's been counseled with and as best we can tell has received Christ. It's just something that we're doing here. We're not going to keep you from that, but we're going to counsel. It's going to be a counsel. Someone's going to counsel with you. Also, if they're under a certain age, the parent you guys have responsibility for your children. We're here to help you, but they're your children. So we're going to help you. The parents are going to sign that I've counseled with my child, and everything I know about my child is different than he or she was before they found Jesus. They've had a conversion. What we don't want is for them to fall under peer pressure that somebody got saved, and then they followed them without seeing the evidence of that. It's fine if they did, but we just need to begin to counsel them to see where they're at. And a responsibility comes with it, so we're going to sign off on that. The parents will sign off on it as well, that we've done everything that we can to know that they've had a true experience with Jesus. And that is us. We're going to give an account for it anyway, but why not be accountable for it while we're right here? We don't want them to have latched on to, if you've noticed something that Mark has been saying, there's a Jesus that's an idol that may not be the Jesus that some of us serve. Let that soak in just a little bit. So there's Christianity and there's religion. It was the religious people that crucified Jesus, but Jesus is the real thing. So we want to make certain, we don't want to get too far ahead. So we've seen 8 of those children baptized, and we're still in the process of counseling the rest of them. So anyway, we're given instruction. Mark mentioned it, and I'm up here without a copy of it, but Psalm 78 says that the parents are supposed to be teaching this to the children. We're here to help you, and what we're telling you is we're about to begin to send you materials. Is there a parent in here that doesn't have an email address? You'll get it that way, or I think you can get it by text, the lesson. Well, if you've got a cell phone, you'll get that communication. So I know some of this doesn't seem real exciting to you, but what's going to happen is we're going to hand you the materials that's common to what we're teaching your children. So you can be engaged in that. You don't have to go out and try to find something. We're going to give you something that's current to them. And that makes all the sense in the world to us. So already some of the seniors are using the material. When I'm saying seniors, I'm not talking about his seniors. I'm talking about these. So anyway, if you sense God leading you, you can see me or Lawrence, or you see any of these guys, and they'll get you to the right place. But there's openings in here as we begin to divide these ages up. He's still going to be the student minister over here, but he's got 13 to 18-year-olds. So he's going to have more help than what he's had, and God's going to provide for that. We trust him to do that. So anyway, we just wanted you to see this, see the amount of kids.